Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our wealth building series. I am so excited about today's topic because I have not really addressed this particular topic yet on the podcast, and I am happy to do it today. And this is going to be a high level overview of having multiple income streams. This is something that wealthy people do. They do not have just one source of income. They have multiple income streams, and I want you to have multiple income streams. And we're going to talk about how you can start doing that if you haven't already. But before we get started, I want to say again, happy anniversary to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast. This is our 1 year anniversary this month. And to celebrate, we are having this wealth building series, and it's also Financial Literacy Month. And so I hope your financial literacy is growing and growing because of this series. And then one final reminder, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am hosting the final masterclass called How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget. So if you did not join me this past weekend and you are interested in joining me live, tonight is the night. It's happening again at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's not too late to register. You can go to the show notes or simply go to JermaineFoley.com/class to join me. I would love to have you there. Okay, so today we're talking about the 7 different income streams you can choose from and have as part of your portfolio, okay? Now, each of these are unique, but they kind of fall into one or the other bucket. So there are 2 buckets of income streams. One is active income, where you're actually working for your money. And then there's passive income, where you do very little work for the money. And so you definitely want to find a way to have some passive income. And some of these that I'm going to share with you today can totally be passive for you. And so let's go ahead and get into them. So the first type of income stream that many of us have is earned income, right? This is money that you earn from working. This can be working at a job, at a 9-to-5 in your profession. You could be a doctor, a lawyer, a real estate agent, a interior designer, a professor, a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a customer service professional. You could be, you name it, right? If you have your own business and you're actively working in that business, this is also considered earned income. So this is money that you earn from working. And most of us have that one covered, right? That one we have down packed. So give yourself a pat on the back if you are earning money because you have one income stream. So the second income stream that we're going to talk about is profit income. This is income that you gain from buying things and then selling them at a profit. This could be a product. It could also be a service. I remember when I was getting out of debt, you all know my story. I had over $200,000 worth of debt, and I love shopping. And one of the ways I kind of got my shopping fix was by buying things from TJ Maxx and Marshalls and other stores like those, and then selling those things at a profit on like eBay or Poshmark. Poshmark wasn't a thing back then, but it is now, and you can do the same thing. So you could go to those stores. I used to go to the clearance racks and find name brand things that were marked way down, and then I would sell them on eBay. You can do it on Poshmark now or other retailers. That was my first additional income stream outside of my job. And I actually had a lot of fun doing it. It was definitely not passive income. It was very active because I was going out buying the things and then taking pictures of the things and then posting the things and then shipping the things. So it was an income stream though, but it was not passive. So just keep that in mind that not all profit income is passive income. But the reason why I share that example with you is because anybody can do that, and that could become an income stream for you. And you can also just be creative and think about how You can come up with a way to sell a product or a service for a profit, and then boom, you have a second income stream. The third income stream we're going to talk about is interest income. Interest income is money earned through lending money or money received from depositing money or investing money. So for an example, if you have a high yield savings account, you get interest from that account, and that is considered interest income. I just looked for this podcast. I just looked at my high yield savings account, and so far this year, I've made $425 in interest income. Now that is passive. I have not worked for that money. That money came to me in my sleep. That was passive. If you also think about the interest that you're earning from your 401k, your IRAs, any investments that you have, that interest that you bring in and that compounds, that is passive. You are not working for that money. Instead of you working for that money, your money is working for that money. So you're putting your dollars to work for you. And that is a great way to make money. The fourth income stream we're going to talk about today is dividend income. This is income from owning stocks. Some stocks, if you own them, will pay you a dividend. I do not have any stock that I know of that's paying me a dividend. I used to, but I sold that stock. But if you have that, that could be another income stream. Another income stream could be from capital gains income. This is when you have an asset and that asset increases in value and you sell it. So if you have a rental property and you buy it for $200,000 and sell it for $400,000, that $200,000 is capital gain income. Then there's something called residual income. And this is income that is paid constantly, even after the work is done. So this is definitely passive because you work for it at first. So it's active at the beginning, but then once the work is done, the income becomes passive because you're constantly getting paid on that work that you did. An industry that really fits this example well is the insurance industry. Think about it this way. Most insurance agents, they sell you a policy, they do the research, they get the paperwork ready for you. So they're working. And then usually once you buy that policy, they make a nice chunk of money off of that first year's premium. And then after that, they get a residual income, which is a smaller percentage of that premium. So as long as you pay that premium every single year, they get a residual income from that. And I met a lady actually in my coaching certification class where years ago, she was an insurance agent. She was selling healthcare policies, and she is still making residual income from all of those policies she sold like 20 years ago. I thought that was pretty amazing because that is totally passive. She is just out enjoying life, doing her thing, and she's got that money rolling in. Another form, and the final form we're going to talk about today, is rental income. So this is income that you can get from renting out your property. This can be an Airbnb. It could be a rental property. This could even be like a syndication where you're owning just a small portion of a property. And the beautiful thing about this is that you are getting cash flow. So it's not like this investment is just sitting and compounding and you're not able to touch it. You get cash flow from having rental income. So that is another income stream. So to recap, you have earned income, profit income, interest income, dividend income, capital gains income, residual income, and then rental income. So like I said earlier, most of us have at least one of these. I would love for every one of us to have at least three. And then once you have three, figure out your fourth one. So I'll tell you what mine are right now. So I have earned income, I have profit income, I have interest income, and I need to figure out my fourth one. So yeah, that is where I am, but I want all of us to have at least three and then start really thinking about, okay, what can be my fourth one? I am really looking into rental, but I don't want to be a landlord. And there are ways where you can invest in real estate and not have the hassle of being a landlord. And I'm learning more about that as we speak. And hopefully one day I'll be ready to become a real estate investor without being a landlord. But I hope this was helpful. Remember, today is the last day that I am hosting the masterclass live. If you want to join me, all you have to do is go to the show notes and sign up, or go to jermainefoley.com/class and sign up. All right, I will see you tomorrow for the final part of our wealth building series. I will see you then. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.